The snow may not be everyone's cup of tea, but for the owner of a Pointe de Coney farm in Cape Breton, it's a sight for sore eyes. Eddie Rendell says they raked in only about half of their usual revenue last year because of record drought conditions.
It's just, it's got very depressing. You know what I mean? It's just, like, I have four ponds on my farm, and I drained three of them last year trying to water. I grew about 10 acres of corn, and that was down to nothing. Strawberries, cucumbers, pumpkins, cabbage.
But he says the upcoming season is looking more profitable as Mother Nature does her work. He says the snow is better than heavy rain.
When the rain does come in the spring, the water doesn't go in the ground, it just runs off. But we got the snow now before we got a bad frost, so it'll sink in the ground. Because the last year of that drought, and especially for my business, I grow 25 acres of strawberries, and we never had no frost before we got too much frost. And in the spring, when it melts, it'll go in the ground and not run off, type of thing.
Rendell says he learned from experience, and he's been doing it a long time, but who's ready to take the reins in the future?
Well, I'm 79, and my father had the farm 40 years before me, so... But there's something changing the subject. It's getting, I'm starting to worry about the industry because there's no young people getting into this.
And why are young people not interested?
Well, it's just so expensive. And seriously, I'll bet you, I'm just going to give you a figure, 75% of the young people today have no idea where their food is coming from.
Meanwhile, Rendell says he'd like to see more government support. He says Cape Breton alone has the potential to feed many more families.
The figures I'm hearing across Canada, we only produce somewhere between 20 and 25% of the food we consume. You said just here in Cape Breton, I know there's thousands of acres of land vacant. You know, here we are bringing in beef from Mexico. You know, it just don't make sense to me. I know I'm getting older, but and you know, the government's putting lots of money in these big corporations, but they're not helping out young farmers.
Rendell says he'd like to see agriculture officials getting more practical knowledge. He says, unfortunately, many people who make decisions in the industry have no actual farming experience.
I said to a guy one day, he works for the Department of Agriculture. I said, I'm not going to mention any names. He's never stepped foot on a farm. I said, the biggest thing you should do the first 2 weeks, spend two or three days on a vegetable farm, a poultry farm, a dairy farm, and a beef farm, and experience the problems that we're having. They come out of agriculture college, some of them never step foot in a farm.
Rendell says he believes that healthcare costs could be lowered if people had more access to fresh, healthy food, and he says all three levels of government should chip in and make that happen. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.